There are some people who are still celebrating 7 days down the road from our election. Others, well, they're not. They're grieving. Some have moved on. Others who are in the Hillary Clinton camp have not done so. And we've seen protests around the country. We've seen candlelight vigils. We've seen people maybe just being grumbly as they walk by and pass us on the street. You know, everybody's a little bit different how they deal with elections. And maybe they last a little longer. You heard the president here a bit ago say, how long are you allowed to mope? Oh, I don't know, a week and a half is what he said. That's exactly how he put it. So we've got a couple of days to go and counting. But let's visit on this topic this morning with Dr. John B., Dr. John Braccio, psychologically speaking. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. And I think we're in a better mood than a lot of people are right now in the sense that we kind of hopefully see an election as a great experiment in the American experience, and that we might have wanted someone else to win, and obviously half the country or close to half the country, that's true.
Right.
So, but we have to try to move on and recognize that there are people with different views than a person might have, and that's very hard when you have such a bifurcated nation and you had two people that we're in a almost like a prize fight of attack for so long that once it's over, it seems difficult for many people to let it go. Either side, probably.
Have you ever seen this, though, with past? I'm trying to think back with past national elections where you'd have this kind of acting out or protest or whatever. It just, and I remember as a child, it just seemed like, one side would win, one would lose, you could concede, and you'd start the transition and you move on, and that was about it.
I was a young guy, but I remember the Eisenhower, victory. But when I don't remember anything like this. Okay, we're a very different society, obviously,
and true.
People just have different views. And I also think we have, if we can believe some of the negativity, and I'm sure a lot of it's very positive, on the millennials in terms of entitled, wanting to move quickly, not being spend years in bureaucracies, putting more of an emphasis on the here and now and not the future. And I'm not trying to say all that's true. I just, read these things.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see my generation, the 60s crowd, if you will, aging, and not always dealing with change very well and wanting to maintain things maybe from, their old views, so to speak. So we may be having somewhat of a kind of a crashing together of values. We have the rural people, we have the urban people, we have the people coming in, leaving, color, whatever you want. It's just it's an amazing mix of people, of views, and a lot of people just saw this election in a certain way, in a very specific way, and they're upset or they're happy. That appears to be the case. Never seen anything like it, though, back to your question.
I like the way you frame that, though, in terms of how people see time and the passage of time and the timeline here, because, to me, if you lose, you say, well, okay, you've got 4 years, good luck. If you succeed, like the president said, we all succeed. But if you don't, we're going to be ready for you in 4 years, and we're going to have a different set of ideas. And you have some people now saying, 4 years? That's forever. I'll be old by then. No, you won't. You're going to live longer than anybody else on the planet right now. But they don't see it that way. So is there some of that really going on in your mind?
Well, I really think so. I think we're an impatient world.
That's for sure.
In the old days, if you wanted to read a book, you had to order it or you had to go to the bookstore. Now you can just push your Apple or your Kindle or whatever it might be, and you've got it right in front of you with Amazon Prime. You can order something and have it within 2 days. There's instantaneous news, anything you want. So I feel that we are in an age of immediacy, and when you talk about 4 years for a presidential election, 2 years for, the representative government elections, to many people, that's too long. They want to change things right now. And I don't think there's anything wrong, with, protesting. You always want to know what's the motivation. Why are they doing this? Is there anybody behind them? Is there anything that can be done to satisfy some concerns? I don't know. I mean, my view is if people feel they want to, if they're unhappy about something, fine. I do agree with the president. So let's move on. Let's get ready for the next election. He gave a week and a half for grieving. Well, I'm not sure you can.
He actually said moping. I mean, no, I really kind of like the language. He put it in the vernacular, and he kind of hit home. How long can you mope? Oh, well, about a week and a half.
Listen, I've had two people cry in my office. I've had a few others really upset, and I've had some jubilant. I mean, this election definitely has gotten a passion seeming to be higher and lower than in a, we'll call it a regular election. So let's just kind of hope, as the president said, let's hope that the president-elect, that we can give him the opportunity to succeed, and hopefully he will make the right kinds of, you know, decisions. Well, it's an awesome responsibility.
Doc, I think Mitch Albom over the weekend wrote a pretty good column about this. And in his column, he basically said, look, we don't know what's going to happen. So don't pretend like you do. You think the world is coming to an end. It may not be. In fact, it may be just fine. The fact is, we were also, many people were dead wrong about this, including the media, and now saying, but this is going to happen, that's going to happen, that's going to happen. Well, you didn't know what was going to happen with the election. How do you know any of this other stuff? Let's take a breath, take a time out, and just take a breath. It was pretty good advice.
Well, I think that's really very true, and I really do feel that the pollsters and the media, you know, we always put them in the group of the smartest people in the world. You know, they really got this, couldn't have gotten any further wrong. They had this with the Brexit in Great Britain, and now they've had it here. Because, you know, I'm not a gambler, but if I were gambling, I would have bet a lot of money. I'm not a gambler, by the way, a lot of money on Secretary Clinton winning. I never imagined that Donald Trump was going to win. I knew there was a lot of anger, a lot of frustration, but I saw all the various groups that would be supporting for her, and I figured there was just too many. And as it turned out, that wasn't true at all.
Dr. John Braccio, our good friend here, and I know you were grieving for the Spartans football season. That has bounced back a bit. We'll see what happens this weekend.
Couldn't be in a better mood, by the way, as of last weekend. I'm flying on a cloud.
It took a couple months to get you back on that cloud. And tonight he'll be sitting back and enjoying the Spartans taking on Kentucky. No promise of victory there, but it's going to be a fun ride with a very young basketball team. So we always look on the bright side here. DrJohnB.com, that is where you'll find the podcast here shortly. Good advice today, and an interesting dynamic we have across America. Always good to talk to you, my friend.
Always good, my friend. Bye-bye.